This is the Fertile Mindset podcast, where we explore all the emotional aspects of fertility to support you on your path to parenthood. My name is Sarah Holland. I'm the Fertile Mindset coach and a mother to two children after my own fertility challenges. I hope you find all the support and inspiration you need within this podcast to carry you forward on your fertility journey towards your own successful outcome. It's also my wish that through listening to these episodes, you rediscover how to enjoy life now and live it to the full while you wait for your baby. Now, let's begin today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Fertile Mindset podcast. As I shared in last week's episode, there is a lot going on behind the scenes at Fertile Mindset right now to bring you lots more support that will make a real difference to you and your experience of your fertility journey. We're getting closer to releasing it all to you, and in the meanwhile, I'm sharing 5-minute bite-sized podcasts each week, and each one is paired with a journal prompt that you are welcome to use and write with after listening. I'd love to know how you're getting on with these and if you like this podcast format. As I said, it is just for a few weeks right now, but if you like it and the journal prompts, then maybe they will make a reappearance again. Feel free to send any feedback you have directly to me at fertilemindset.com/contact-me. I always love to hear from you and to read your feedback, your questions, or just to say hello, so do get in touch. Today, I'd like to continue to explore with you what it means to recognise and acknowledge that emotional support is needed, and then take the steps into asking for and receiving what you need. Last week, we talked about the getting clear part, and now let's think about asking for support on your fertility journey. How does that feel to you? Does it feel easy? Perhaps you do it already, or you do it frequently, or do you hate to ask for help? Does it make you feel inadequate or weak somehow if you need to ask for support? I know that me and my husband think very differently about asking for support when it comes to needing directions. It doesn't matter whether it's trying to find somewhere in the car or trying to find a particular item in the supermarket. I will always ask for help as soon as I need it, and he will refuse right till the bitter end. And I know the term fertility journey is used a lot, and you either love it or you hate it. But when you are trying to conceive and you have the added challenge of fertility issues, it is like a long and unexpected journey that you are going on to meet your baby. You're travelling somewhere you've never been before, and those feelings of being lost and not knowing which way to turn next are all too familiar when you're navigating your way through fertility issues. So my suggestion today is to ask for help, to ask for support in finding your way through. Think of it as asking for a map, a compass or a sat-nav, a torch and supplies to keep you going on the journey. We don't think twice about gathering these necessities together when we go on a trip to somewhere unknown, and any mountain climber or anyone embarking on a truly challenging journey will tell you that their mindset, the strength and clarity they have in their mind with their thoughts and their emotions, is a truly essential part of their survival pack for the journey that they are taking. So, as you consider reaching out for emotional or mindset support on your fertility journey, the journal prompt for you is, as I think about reaching out for support with the mindset, emotional and spiritual aspects of my fertility, I feel, I'll repeat it again, as I think about reaching out for support with the mindset, emotional and spiritual aspects of my fertility, I feel, then let your pen write and the words flow. Remember not to edit what you write as you go, just allow a stream of thoughts, feelings and beliefs to come forward. You may notice how easy or hard it feels to reach out for support. What within you is telling you that you shouldn't for some reason. Write a page or two and then sit back and read your words. Use EFT to address any thoughts or beliefs that are acting as blocks to you getting the support that you want and need. And remember, if you do need to learn how to do EFT first, You can do that with the links below this podcast and in the Fertile Mindset Sanctuary at fertilemindset.com/sanctuary. I'll leave you with the journal prompt and your thoughts, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. I'm so pleased you're listening to the Fertile Mindset podcast, and now I would love to invite you to join us in the Fertile Mindset Sanctuary. The Sanctuary is my fertility support membership, which is focused on taking care of you and helping you enjoy your life while you wait for your baby. In the Sanctuary, I'll guide you through using an amazing technique called EFT or tapping, and you'll soon be feeling less stressed and more joyful. If you're not already in the Sanctuary, do come and join us today, because the best time to start receiving support on your fertility journey is always right now. Honestly, it makes such a difference to have good quality emotional support and techniques that you can pick up and use yourself whenever you need them. Go to fertilemindset.com/sanctuary to join us today. I look forward to hopefully seeing you there and at the next episode of the Fertile Mindset podcast.